Hi folks, it's Chris, Pilgrim Chris, and this is a response to Rog here on Audioboom. Rog is somebody I don't follow on Audioboom, and I've only discovered him because I was tagged in the same boo as Rog, I think by VP Podcasting. And so I went to head over to Rog's profile and find the boom in question on this notion of purpose. And I'm just saying to Rog, first of all, I'm Chris Pilgrim, and I was the one that raised the question initially. And the question I initially raised was, is there a purpose to the whole of creation? And there were sub-questions to this too. And we've had a lot of responses, and yours is one of them. And I'm responding really because I found your boo very thought-provoking. Mainly because of a dichotomy, mainly because of a contradiction that I can't get my head around. You stated, Rog, that categorically stated that there is no purpose, and I quote, to life and everything. No purpose to life and everything. You even went on quite passionately to sort of say, why do we think there should be a purpose to life and everything? Why do we think we're owed an explanation for life and everything? Well, I understand that. That sort of answers in part my question. But where I find the contradiction here, the thing I can't get my head around, is on the categorical assumption or statement that there is no purpose to life and everything, why then would you go into length to talk about the purpose of human beings? This idea that humans have a purpose. Are we separate from life and everything? Are we separated from the cosmos in some way? Are you answering two different questions on two different realities? There is no purpose to life and everything, yet I have a purpose. You have a purpose. You talked about your purpose. Your purpose is to raise your family, educate children, look after children, protect children, and many other things. That was your purpose. But purpose doesn't exist in a cosmos that has no purpose. When everything and life has no purpose, how can you have a purpose? You went on to say, in fact, that we should think of it as a gift and be thankful for our life and our existence. That even though, as you say, and your thoughts are that life is a lottery, a roll of a dice, that we just came out on top. It was nothing more, nothing less than an evolutionary process that we came out on top. I understand that concept, but where does the purpose come from? Why is your purpose to look after somebody? That might be a reason that you've given yourself for your existence, but what is the purpose of your existence? And if your purpose indicates design, you were put on this earth for a purpose, but that can't be, because there is no purpose in your words to life and everything. So you're not here for a purpose, Roger. You're here, and then you choose to live a life according to your set of rules, your set of, and how you reason life to be. That's different to purpose. Making a reason for your existence, for you to, as you eloquently put it, to make the best of life, you know, to live the life, to find reason, to find sense, really, I suppose, in your existence. Well, that's a reason. But what purpose are you here? Why would your purpose be to look after children? Where did that purpose come from? Is it self-generated? Because then if somebody's purpose is to kill children, does that mean they're right or wrong? And I say that because you say that life is a gift, something to treasure. Why? If it's a random lottery, we have no choice but to be here. There's no reason to be here, or no purpose, as you say. There's no purpose for me to be here apart from the lucky roll of a dice, to use your analogy. So why should I be thankful for that? At the beginning of your boo, you said that we shouldn't look for reasons. We shouldn't expect, or why do we think there's a purpose to everything? Why should we think there's a purpose to the life and everything? Well, if I don't think there's a purpose to life and everything, I don't need to be thankful for my life because there's no purpose for it. I don't have a reason to be thankful. It's just, I just exist because some new protons and carbons and whatever it is formed into this biological being. And that's it. If I then have the ability of choice, as you say, we can choose, but where do the parameters of right and wrong come from? I could choose to live my life as what we call a murderer. That's how I choose. That's my purpose. What's wrong with that? Why should I treasure life? I could take my own life. What would be wrong with that? What would be so bad about that if there is no purpose to everything? Because ultimately it makes no difference, does it? It makes no difference whether one person cares for children and one person murders children. It makes no difference. It makes difference in living in a society of rules that we impose upon ourselves. I understand that concept. But the bigger picture of purpose makes no sense at all. There is no reason at all. But of course there is a reason. The reason you're here is the reasons you've given yourself. You've chosen to give yourself a reason to be here. But you went on to talk about death and life, as trying to find a distinction between death and life, and used the analogy of a clementine. Well, what's the clementine's purpose? If there is no distinction, we've yet to find a distinction between life and death, or even let's go even further, animate and inanimate objects, then is there a purpose to something that is perceived to be dead or inanimate? Do they have purpose? Or is it just something that human beings have? Is it just something human beings have? Why do we limit it to humans if that's the case? Why would we limit it to a human being finding a reason, or as you say, a purpose to their existence, and nothing else does? Because if there is no, as you say, no purpose to life and everything, and then sort of contradict that with saying there's a purpose to your existence, why then can't there be a purpose to another existence? Why can't another existence have its own purpose? And if everything, let's take this analogy, what happens if everything has a purpose? Its own purpose, then the universe and cosmos is full of purpose. As it stands now, there actually is a purpose to life and everything, because there's a purpose to life, or at least one aspect of life, human aspect of life, because you say so yourself, Roger. So I'm finding it very difficult at the moment to weigh these two things up. There's no purpose to life and everything, and yet there's a purpose to the individual human being. Thank you for raising this. Thank you for giving me something to think about, something to ponder, and trying to work out this contradiction. Thank you very much indeed. And thanks to Paul Hopkins of VP Podcasting for tagging you and Abu and me together so I could get to listen to this. Thank you very much indeed.